Okay, I didn't think to check the time, and that was a little goofy me, but I ran out of time. It's okay. But I could see instances where people would want to listen at home or at work more, but I don't know. I've always wondered that. Because I've seen it happen in both instances where people would be at home, they'd be very comfortable, they would request a song, they would have you in the background as they were cleaning their house, you know, they would, you know, do what they were doing, you know. But then I've seen it where people were at home and they were just like, I'm going to go watch TV, I'm going to go read a book. You know, people have more freedom to, you know, be more mobile, if you will, and more decisive on what they're going to do. When they're at work, they pretty much have to stay at their office and type. And a lot of people are kind of like, I'm in the mood for music, you know, so they want to put on a radio. But then again, you also have to remember, they get occupied with their work and kind of just want you to be in the background. And that's pretty much what they want you there for. They don't want to request any songs. They don't want to interact with the show. They don't want to, because sometimes I like to do, when I do 80s music, I like to sometimes look up trivia questions and, you know, just to keep people entertained and thinking. And but honestly, I really don't know. It's kind of a mixed thing. I've had incidents where I've had people at work send me more requests than at home, but I've had, you know, days when that has been the total opposite. So, I don't know, it's just a thought. And wish me luck with the SPL thing. I know how to use it, I know how to queue up songs, I've done it before, but I think I'm a little, the only thing I'm a little nervous about is that audio engine thing. If I keep putting on my mic, you know, having voice breaks during the show. But I do have Winamp set up as a backup. Everything's set up, the plugin is set up, everything. I always have a backup resort if something ever came to that. But I'm just going to think positive, and it's hopefully going to work. So, anyway, so if you want to tweet me anything, I will definitely be in the mood to hear what you have to say. Anyways, everyone take care. Have a great Cinco de Mayo. I can't believe it's already May 5th of 2012. I remembered when this, what do you call it? I remember when January of 2012 first started. And obviously, I don't believe that the world's going to end in 2012, because look, we're already almost to June. That's halfway through the year. So, my friend said, when I was talking to her about her New Year's resolution, she said, well, my resolution is that I am going to count on the world not ending. And I said, that should be an easy one. And we kind of joked about that. And I said, well, we only have less than 365 days to go. We better make it last. Because obviously we don't believe in that stuff. But anyway, everyone take care. Have a great Cinco de Mayo. And listen to my show. I'll be tweeting details very soon. Take care and God bless. Bye.